Welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with issues, topics, and people that are important to you. I'm your host, Shannon Brinius, and today we're talking about the Fine Arts Center at Colorado College. You know, as health guidelines, rather, and restrictions are updated and more of the community gets vaccinated, everyone, I know you know this, is looking forward to getting back to the activities that we love and enjoying our glorious Colorado summer. So joining me this morning to talk about bringing the arts outdoors is Idris Goodwin, director of the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center at Colorado College. Idris, thank you so much.
Hi, good morning, Shannon. How are you?
Good morning. Doing fine. And I think we touched on it a bit, but I think that you can't bear, we can repeat it and repeat it, but it still won't feel normal until we're actually out there enjoying things that we love. So tell us about how the Fine Arts Center is launching a new program to bring the arts outdoors.
Well, you know, this was something that we actually were exploring last year in the fall. We hosted some friends of ours, a great performing company out of Denver called Buntport. We hosted their show Grasshoppers, which is a show that happens in a parking lot, and you drive up, and then a speaker goes in your car like the drive-in, and you watch them do the show. And that worked out really well. We just ran it for one weekend, but it was really successful. And but then it got cold. So we couldn't have a chance to really explore more. And so, but we kept thinking about, okay, next year, you know, in the spring and summer, or really in the summer, we're going to do a robust offering of outdoor programming, and we're going to do it across many months. And so we're launching what we call City as a Venue, which is all outdoor, mostly performing arts, but not only performing arts. There's also interactive arts experiences, music, you know, just a wide range of things to just get people outdoors, like, safely. And of course, we're taking all the precautions. We're working with the park district, we're working with community centers, we're going to have a stage on our campus right on the corner of Dale and Cascade. And so really, it's just really doing, you know, celebrating the art, using the arts to bring people together safely, distance, but nonetheless get some sunshine on them, get them some inspiration, fill their souls, and remind them that, you know, of their own humanity. You know, this is what the arts do.
Right. And sometimes when we are feeling like there is so much going on in the world, it helps to really center us, to bring us back to, you know, our core being by experiencing the arts. And being able to do so outdoors in nature is an added bonus. So you talked about some of these locations. Where can people find you?
Well, so first things first, make sure you go to our website. So fac.coloradocollege.edu, and there's a page, there's a dedicated page for City as a Venue, because we're going to be doing things all throughout the summer from June to October in multiple locations, okay? So as I mentioned before, there will be a permanent stage pretty much the whole summer right on Dale and Cascade, which is right where we're located, and then we'll be in Acacia Park over a series of Saturdays, and that'll start in late June. We'll be at community centers on the hill, as part of the Hillside Community Center family, and then we'll be at Concrete Coyote as well. So really, you go to the website and kind of keep up with dates and what's going when and where. Art and Acting in the Forest, which is the Bemis Art School program, which is for kids, you know, using art and painting and printmaking and mixed media to express themselves. That happens in June and July. We have our youth, our youth rep and our theater programs for kids will be offered. So again, it's all on our website, but definitely, you know, if you, and also on our social platforms. But yeah, as I said, it's an ongoing thing. We're constantly adding new programming. There's some things we know for sure now, but there's also a lot of things we're going to be adding over the coming weeks and months.
Can you give us like a little sampler of what types of programs are going to be part of this City as a Venue?
Oh yeah, you bet. So, so again, as I said, the Saturdays in the park are going to be on Saturday afternoons, live performances, art demonstrations, and food trucks. The FAC Theater School summer camps for ages 5 to 18, all through June and July on the outdoor stage. There's Front Range Fables, which is a series of plays for young audiences written by local playwrights based on events from the Pikes Peak region. Those are going to be performed at venues throughout the city with art activities. There's going to be two shows created by our youth rep ensemble, She Loves Me and You've Got Mail, and those, again, all outdoors. And then we're doing Working, which is a musical based on Studs Terkel's best-selling book of interviews with American workers. You know, we know how important and how challenging it has been to be a working person over this past year. And so we feel like this show is a reminder and a celebration, you know, of the true backbone of our country. And so that show is going to happen in the later fall, like, you know, later in the summer into the fall. Again, the Art and Acting in the Forest, the Bemis Art School program, is in June and July. You know, again, the site will have all of these things, all of these dates, and, you know, how do you reserve your spots, and how do you what's the calendar, you know, because it's a robust amount of things. But and like I said, we're adding, there's more things that we have that just aren't locked in, solidified just yet. And so we'll constantly be adding more programming, but there's going to be a lot. We're thinking about walking graffiti and mural street art walking tours. We're talking about, you know, more productions, more shows, more theater pieces. So, you know, it's going to be robust. It's going to be regular and consistent because, you know, we want people to consistently, you know, get out. You know, I mean, that is really what's been so hard about this pandemic, is just the amount of time and how infrequently, you know, we are able to or have an invitation to get out and to gather. And so this is, you know, our objective here is to create a level of consistency. So theoretically, people could, you know, map their entire summer pretty much outdoors with all types of activities.
Well, and someone who had experience back in high school of being one of those theater actors in the parks, because we put on plays too when I was growing up, you know, I think it's a wonderful experience for those kids that do get involved and the other artists who are taking part. But part of this has been that it has been impossible up until really about now to gather in groups and prepare for things like this safely. And so is that something that you had to take into account? And now do you feel a little bit better about moving forward in doing these things?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we've been learning from a lot of our peers, you know, and, you know, also there's such a great sense of cooperation here with El Paso County Public Health, with the park districts. You know, everybody wants to help because ultimately, you know, we want to keep our people safe, but we also, you know, part of keeping our people safe is also providing for their mental health. You know what I mean? And their
outlets,
their spiritual health.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, we've done our homework. We're constantly learning and being very aware of that. You know, the fact that we opened our galleries back up in the museum back in November, and so that was a process to figure out how do we do that, you know, safely. And we've got all those things in place there, and so we feel confident that we can now extend that through all of this programming. But again, you know, the biggest things is distance, mass, and size. So as long as we're going to be regulating the size of the crowds, we're going to be making sure people are distanced, and obviously folks will need to wear masks, and then we'll also have, you know, sanitizing stations, things like that. And so, you know, we're you know, I will say, as a society, we're for the most part pretty well trained at this point. You know, people govern themselves pretty well as well, and so we're very much looking forward to engaging and keeping everyone safe and entertained.
Our guest today on The Extra is Idris Goodwin, director of the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center at Colorado College. Idris, where can people go to get more information?
fac.coloradocollege.edu, and look for City as a Venue. There's a landing page on our site devoted to this whole program, and of course we'll constantly be updating on social media.
Well, keep it right here on The Extra, because we have much more with Mr. Goodwin coming up, including something called the 3x3 Projects. You'll want to find out what that is as The Extra continues. Welcome back to The Extra. Our guest today, Idris Goodwin, director of the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center at Colorado College. Again, the website, fac.coloradocollege.edu. I gave a teaser, Idris, of this thing called 3x3 Projects. Why don't you tell us what it is?
Oh, yeah. Oh, very excited. Love the 3x3. So this is something that we started last year, shortly after the you know, things slowed down and were postponed because of the pandemic, we knew there were a lot of artists across the country, really, but especially in our region, who, you know, lost out on jobs, you know, cast, you know, actors who couldn't be in, who were planning to be in repertory theaters all summer, you know, painters who were going to have exhibitions, poets who had, you know, were going to do book tours and things. And so we wanted to create a platform and provide opportunities to keep these artists creating. We also knew the digital platform was going to be critical for the next year. And so we launched something called FAC Connect, which is still going, and we'll continue to carry on with this even as, you know, more vaccines happen and people, you know, the things calm down. And so we created this program called 3x3, and this was a partnership with, you know, we're part of a college, and so we worked very closely with our Department of Performing Arts on this. And what it is that we invite teams of at least three or more from either Colorado, Wyoming, or New Mexico to work together remotely, virtually, and create content for the digital platform. And so last year we had artists that, you know, dance and film and photography and poetry, you know, research projects about work that's in our collection. I mean, it was a really wonderful, diverse mix. And so we loved it so much, we said we're going to do it again this year. And we just announced, you know, our groups. We have an amazing mixture of groups here. We've got a project called A Little Past 7 o'clock, which is a sound collage opera that reckons with the lives and afterlives of Chinese miners in Rock Springs, Wyoming. There's a project called Art in the Time of Crisis, which is a mini documentary that tells the story of a group of artists. These are folks from Colorado Springs, actually, in this group. Beyond the Cape, Colorado Mythology for the Future aims to share the perspectives of Little Red Riding Hood from the lens of Black, queer, non-binary, and Native folks. Burke Cruz Life, which is a meditation on low riding culture in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The Jane Doe Initiative, Black Hawk, which is paintings and ethereal soundscapes projected onto textile sculptures. Messy Hope, which is a story about a Colorado couple during the pandemic, which is about like adoption. Strange Land, the King and Queen of Science Fiction in Colorado Springs. The Hues, A View from the Black Experience. You know, just an amazing, really rich, diverse mix of artists. And all of this work is going to be available for the free on our website. We're going to be releasing these things gradually over the course of the summer. But 3x3 is really ultimately our way to create platforms and opportunities for the breadth of artists that we have right here in our own backyard.
Interesting. So those are some of the broad brush strokes. Can you dive in deep, give us some of the detail of some of these projects?
Well, yeah. So, I mean, you know, again, like I say, they're all very, very different, and they're all really diverse mixtures of artists. So, like with a project called Venus Space to Hold, this is a Denver-based artist named Annette Isham, who's going to create a new series of video works that will be virtually installed in the yard, which is a specific locale and surrounding the Divine Redeemer neighborhood in Colorado Springs, and so this is and they're going to integrate an augmented reality app that as you walk through, you know, a landscape, right? So again, you know, they're all sort of using technology but also trying to engage with people in new and different ways, you know, with the arts. You know, again, just for us, the gallery, the location is the mothership. That's the headquarters, you know, that's the brick and mortar. But I think beyond that, we're trying to like foster just an interest in a vitality. You know, the word vitality is in our mission. And so vitality for us means just a hunger and a richness and just like a desire and energy and for the arts, you know, in our community. So a lot of these projects do that, you know. So let's see, The Hues, A View into the Black Experience, is highlights themes of social justice through the lens of the Black community with a clear understanding that the Black community is not monolithic, right? A lot of times we think of ourselves in these little narrow boxes, but, you know, with like the Russian Doll thing, it's like, you know, it's like as you go inside, you know, you pull something out and then you got to go inside that and then you got to go inside that. And so these projects really, really get very specific into different people's experiences. We've got another project called The Strange Land, King and Queen of Science Fiction in Colorado Springs, which is based around the science fiction author Robert Heinlein and his wife Virginia, who lived in Colorado Springs for almost 20 years. And so this is an animated video that intertwines local and literary history, showing the impact that science fiction's most famous couple spent time in our own city. Right. And so some of these works are also meditations on our history that is uncovered, which, again, in last year's cohort, we had a great project by our friends at Bumpport called Grasshoppers, which was all about the locust plagues that hit, you know, another plague that hit Colorado.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And the ramifications of that. So, you know, again, it's such a funky, cool, exciting, very diverse mix. And I encourage everyone to, you can check out last year's right now. And then once you've digested those, you can get ready for in the coming months. You know, we're going to be releasing all these new projects that folks are making right now with their $3,000 they just got.
Interesting. Okay, so listeners, we've been telling you, if you'd like to find out more information, go to fac.coloradocollege.edu. We have still another half hour of The Extra with Idris Goodwin, the director of the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center at Colorado College. Head. Keep it right here. We're going to be talking about summer programs coming up. Welcome back to The Extra. Our guest today, the director of the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center at Colorado College, Idris Goodwin. And lots to look forward to this summer. We're sure that the Fine Arts Center is chugging right along, preparing for it. What's happening at the Fine Arts Center now, Idris?
Oh, man. So much. I just hope more than anything that it's clear to everyone who might be listening that this pandemic has not slowed us down in terms of our passion for the mission. So in addition to the always growing virtual programming that we have on our site, on FAC Connect and elsewhere, our e-museum, we also have exhibitions, really world-class exhibitions, going on inside the gallery. So you know, we're only allowing in smaller numbers at a time, but you know, we are open 3 days a week, and folks can go to the website and reserve their slots to come see some of these shows we have. And one of the shows that's extremely exciting, it was just a great piece on Rocky Mountain PBS about it, is a show called Papel Chicano Dos, which is work from the collection of celebrated comedic actor and dramatic actor Cheech Marin, who's a huge advocate for Chicano contemporary art. And he's opening the Chicano Art Museum in downtown Los Angeles. And this work, Papel Chicano Dos, which is from his own personal collection, has been touring the country. And Colorado Springs, the Fine Arts Center at Colorado College, is the final stop on its tour. And so please come check that out. Also, we have To Bind or To Burn, which is a show we just opened recently, which is by artist Anna Sukularis, which sort of explores the link between Native American art and minimalism. That show just opened fairly recently. And then, of course, we're still showing Nancy Lovendahl's show, Small Glimpses, many times. Really beautiful, beautiful work. So those. And then, of course, there's, you know, permanent collection works on display, as always. So definitely want to encourage folks to go to the site and reserve a slot if they haven't already. And, of course, you know, always look for all the virtual programming that we have on FAC Connect. And then our Bemis Art School is continuing to offer virtual classes, but also they do semi-private art classes as well. Those can be arranged as well. So if you go to the site and go to Bemis Art School, so it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. You know, any means necessary, any ways that we can connect with our community and try to you know, insert in the lives of people as much as we can, we do it. Of course, too, you know, our theater company, you know, the theater and our performing arts wing is very focused on getting ready for City as a venue, which we talked about at the top of the show. You know, they've really been driving us because the performing arts have really taken, you know, the hardest hit because of the pandemic. You know, objects can't get sick. So, you know, getting audiences to navigate our galleries has been a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. And that's a self-guided, you know, people go at their own pace. you know, theater, performing arts, tougher because people are typically sitting next to each other, coughing and sneezing. And so we produced Of Spacious Skies, which was this multi-part audio drama series, you know,
right.
Plays for the ear. And so those are still available that folks can check out.
Tell us about that, how
yeah.
people take part in something like that.
It's all on the site, yo. It's all, I mean, you really just click the button, follow the buttons. And, but I believe it's streamed through Anchor or not Anchor. The podcast, the podcasting, platform Anchor. But again, you know, the sure bet is always to go to our site. And if you go down the performing arts rabbit hole, you'll see Of Spacious Skies and all the, but I believe that any podcasting, platform that you have, whether it's Spotify or Stitcher or Apple Podcasts, if you just search for Of Spacious Skies at the Fine Arts Center, it should come up. But when in doubt, always go to our website, fac.coloradocollege.edu.
Idris, it sounds like a very jam-packed programming slate there. Were there things that you had to pull back on because you really weren't sure how the coronavirus, you know, requirements were going to be come summer? Or have you actually had to go the other way, being able to expand your offerings and needing to scramble to do that and to organize that and prepare for that because of changes? How has it been for you guys?
Well, you know, it's always tricky because, you know, what you don't want to have to do is you don't want to have to shut down, open up, and then shut down again. And that was something that was really, you know, a lot of museums and art centers were opening before us. And the reason that it took us a little more time is just because what we didn't want to do is open and then have to shut down again.
Right.
You know,
right. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that just, we just were doing a lot of research. We were kind of watching what was happening with some of our colleagues. And, you know, but once we sort of figured out a way to, and we actually opened up at a time. And when I say opened up, I mean, we started offering, you know, very limited engagements. But we started with the most minimal amount of people where even in the midst of a surge, we still wouldn't have had to have shut down just because we were seeing very small numbers, you know, very spaced out. And so that's really been the biggest challenge, is just how do you do it safely and consistently? Of course, how do you weigh the costs, the financial impact of that? Cause you're going to take a loss, but there are other, there's other forms of value and wealth, right? Like, you know, you want to continue to serve your community, and that has great value, obviously. You know, with performing arts, again, like I say, it's tricky, especially because, you know, the Fine Arts Center for so long has really been doing, theater in a regional theater kind of tradition, which involves the actors equity, which involves the unions, and so they regulate and dictate a lot of what we're able to do. And so that was a particular challenge, trying to navigate, you know, some of the parameters for the union in terms of like what you would need to provide for your actors, for your facility, how many people you could have in your space. That was a pretty tricky thing, and that's why a lot of theaters, you know, haven't been back, because, you know, if you're able to see 30 people at a time, but you want to fly in these actors from New York and all of that, it just doesn't really make sense. And so, you know, but again, you know, at no point did we decide, okay, we're just going to be paralyzed by this. So, you know, a lot of people in the field we've seen in the Lincoln Center in New York and theaters in Los Angeles are starting to really devote resources and focus on outdoor programming robustly, you know, not just one-offs, but like, yo, we're doing this, we're building a stage and we're leaving it up. And so, you know, I was very much in sync with that. And so myself and the theater team, you know, we're going all in for this summer. You know, that's what this city as a venue is about. It's about us saying that we're going to do whatever needs doing to tell stories, and theater especially, you know, started outside. Its roots are in people sitting around the fire wearing masks. You know, you go to Greece and you see the big outdoor amphitheaters. Like, you know, it was always intended to be an outdoor experience, you know, for families, for the general public. And so we're going back to the roots, you know.
Okay, well, we're going to continue the conversation with Idris Goodwin, who's the director of the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center at Colorado College. They're going back to the roots of getting you that arts experience that we all crave at a certain core of our being. We'll be back with more of The Extra after this. Welcome back to The Extra as we get ready to wrap up this hour. It's been fascinating learning about all the offerings at the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center at Colorado College. The director of the Fine Arts Center, Idris Goodwin, is our guest today. Let's circle back, Idris, talking about that City as a Venue program and all the programs that are encompassed in that. Sounds really fascinating. Is this something that that is like an independent venture, or is this something that's modeled on what you're seeing going on with other venues around the country?
Yeah, definitely. As I mentioned in our last segment, Los Angeles and New York, coast to coast, both cities have launched outdoor programming ventures. You know, that center theater in them, and Colorado will be no different in joining that cohort of folks moving it outside. And so, again, as I said, we sort of experimented with this last year in the fall, but it got cold before we could really expand it. But we were thinking a lot about doing pop-up things like that. And so I'm actually glad we didn't do it then, because now we've had more time to plan something even more robust. And, you know, the spirit of this, you know, we're not just literally thinking of the city as our venue. We're also thinking about, you know, how do we partner, you know, with other organizations that have a need for this as well, which a lot do. And so the Hillside Community Centers have been great partners with us. You know, they serve kids and families on the southeast side of the city, which, you know, is an area of the city that we're not seeing very well represented in our brick and mortar, you know. And so this is an opportunity for us to really introduce ourselves more broadly. I mean, this is a big city. You know, Colorado Springs is the second biggest city in the whole state. And I think, but sometimes it doesn't, for me at least, sometimes it doesn't quite feel like that, you know. Mm-hmm. And so we want to really, and again, we believe the arts are for everyone, and the arts should reach everyone, and the arts, and that our job is to, again, ensure that there's vitality in our community through the arts. And so one cornerstone of this is us targeting, you know, the southeast part of the city. And every year that we do this, we hope to do this forever. We're going to target different areas of our city. And by target, I just mean work with entities that, you know, serve various communities, you know, and maybe aren't arts organizations, but, you know, we align ourselves on certain values around, you know, education, around youth, around storytelling, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And so, you know, we'll be at the Hillside Community Centers with these plays for young audiences, these mobile plays, right? Which, again, all of this programming is free. All of this program has been underwritten through various funders, and some more funding we're going after. And so it's all free and open. You know, again, people need to reserve their slots just so we can regulate sizes, crowd sizes, but it's really inclusive to everyone. And so you know, that will be a key venue. Also, Concrete Coyote has that amazing, fascinating park that they've been developing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we'll be doing some arts programming there. Again, there will be a permanent stage on our campus, on the Colorado College campus, on Dale and Cascade, where we'll be doing a lot of our classes, our summer classes. Those will be, you know, outdoors. So you'll see teenagers and kids, you know, in costumes running and jumping and flipping when you drive down Cascade. Because again, it's about that visibility. It's just about reminding people, you know, the arts are not just inside. You know, it's not just that you don't have to go inside to just get your arts. It's happening everywhere around. You cannot escape it. And we want to just be, you know, we're not the only ones. There's a lot of it happening across our region, and we just want to be do our part, you know, and trying to provide.
And taking from best practices in the field, because when you talk about what's happening in LA, what is happening in New York, certainly New York has experienced probably the brunt of the pandemic. Arts organizations there just have been, you know, frustrated in not being able to reopen, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Well, and listen, a lot of the nation, you know, in terms of theater, takes its cue from Broadway, you know, and Broadway getting shut down was really a punch in the gut, you know, for a lot of the true believers out there, you know. And, and again, the ongoing issues with actors' equity, you know, has really been hard for people to navigate. But it's also forcing us to think about, well, wait a minute, you know, this is an ancient form and we can do this. And yes, we want, there's one very popular mode of making theater, of storytelling that we all enjoy, but it's not the only one. It's not the only one. This is a global, theater is global. There are all different types of approaches and ways to get stories to the people. And so again, I think this is an opportunity for all of us in the arts to do that very thing that we stand on, which is creativity, you know, and it's just a reminder that we can't get stuck in rote and rigid modes of presentation. You know, we've got to take advantage of sometimes the advantages are in the limitations. And so, you know, certainly in the past, I was, you know, when I was a college professor at Colorado College, I worked with the Fine Arts Center on, they had this wonderful initiative called JAM-FAC. They did it 2 years, and it was basically them just opening up the doors of the building, and they had food trucks, and they had, you know, b-boy competitions and hip-hop performances all through the hallways. And so the City as a Venue is kind of like the augmented version of that. It's just, again, this robust and intentional celebration, and again, just a reminder that folks can, you know, get outside, get some sun on you, come see something really fun and transformative, get some paint on your hands and your pants and your clothes, and you know, just forget for a moment, just go somewhere else for a little minute, you know.
Right. And speaking of theater, I mean, that harkens back, you know, to Roman and Greek times, because that's exactly how they presented theatrical productions, right, in the open air back in those days. We've been talking with Idris Goodwin, who's the director of the Fine Arts Center at Colorado College. Again, if you want more information, the website, Idris?
fac.coloradocollege.edu, or you can just put Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center, Colorado College in the Google machine, and it will do the rest and take you where you need to go. Once you get to our site, just look for the City as a Venue landing page. But check out everything. We got a lot of stuff to get into. You can really get lost on our site. There's an e-museum. There's FAC Connect, which has tons of cool and interesting arts videos. Just stay connected to us. We're interested in an ongoing conversation, not just a one-off. We're not like a movie theater. We want to constantly be engaging with our people.
Fantastic. Well, Idris, it's been a pleasure talking to you, learning about what's going on, and it really has me excited about all the ways we can experience the arts this spring and summer and into the year ahead. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Right on. Thank you so much, Shannon.